Bulba. I heard a reverb.
Okay.
Was that you? Was that you?
Once again, Mike, I'll give you a hint. The clue is 100 watt.
100 watt.
Blank.
100 watt blank.
No, what? Fill in the blank.
Yes, huh? Please.
I don't care.
100 watt.
I don't get it.
What word is missing?
General Electric blank.
What?
Light blank.
Bulb.
Right. Okay.
Bulb.
Three-way blank.
Bulb.
Right.
Bulb.
Christmas blank.
Do you know... When we have guests in here,
yeah,
they don't know what we're doing.
This makes no sense to anyone else.
Let's just get started with the show.
Right. When they're just listening, they don't know what we're doing.
Thank you. Our opening segment today brought to you by our Amazon page. We have a guy that wrote us about Amazon.
He bought his daughter a calculator through Amazon, a rather pricey calculator, and he wanted us to know that he was supporting the show
by making that Scott
purchase.
Crowley, hey, Buzz, I just want to let you know that I just went on Amazon through your page and got my daughter a calculator.
It was a fancy calculator.
Well, it was, but
it helps
that's
the
good.
Show.
No, it's good. It's an endorsement. Is an endorsement.
That's what I said.
You know, I love it.
Good use of Amazon has a new tab. When you go to Amazon.com, you click. It says 1982.
Okay,
and you can click that and buy a calculator.
Why use 100 words? When
calculators are they not? Do. Are they not passe now? I mean,
not for certain uses, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll say that. Even when I was in high school, and that was 10 years ago, the TI-82, TI-83, TI-84, those calculators were at least $100.
Scientific calculators.
Yeah. And they were scientific calculators.
Well, I'm glad you're speaking. I'm glad you're speaking because we're going to start our roundtable. Our opening segment today is brought to you by Amazon. Go to michaelmarischow.com/Amazon.
Support
you know you
the
help
show
the show. And
calculators.
You know, if you go to that, it takes you directly to your account, and we get the credit. That's how you monetize our show, and we thank you in advance for that. Kurt Foster writes... This speaks to, I said to the guys, the opening segment will be a discussion of our Friday night.
Okay.
Our Friday night out.
We had a get-together.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Kurt Foster writes, hi, Rob.
Hi.
Not sure if I should send this to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is great.
This is in reference to the photographs from our get-together at Quench.
Yes.
But I am concerned about Oscar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who had liver damage. And his eyes looked like Oscar's do now. Again, I care about all of you. You know, these people, do these people really care about us when they send something this damaging?
I think they do, but I also think it speaks to the fact that I don't know how the lighting was at Quench, but no, Oscar did not take a picture where his eyes were the same color.
We'll get to Quench in a second here, but I'll just wrap this up. So I thought I'd write you just in case.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kurt. We were going to make this all about Quench. Let's make it about you.
Yeah, no problem.
How's your feelings?
I feel
right
great.
You feeling well?
I played 2 hours of soccer yesterday morning.
Me too.
Worked out. It was nice. Good Sunday.
See, and your eyes look okay. Was
they
he
look
talking
normal.
About a little no, jaundice?
Well, one
make
is
like this.
There at times.
Let's see him.
When I drink too much, if you've ever seen the show Dexter,
yes,
there's a serial killer quality to the expression I make.
Yeah, but that and really is not indicative of your liver.
Yeah,
though.
He was talking about
now,
your eyes
no,
going
no.
yellow.
So with that, on top of the fact that there is something about my eyes, and I don't know.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, and, we've all said so.
You're not kidding.
I don't know if it has
what
to
have
do.
What have you done to his eyes?
Because I have astigmatism or what it is.
He has his father's
But
eyes.
One eye will always be a different color in pictures when you catch a flash.
Like so, the actual, the round
the,
part?
Yeah, the cornea.
Yeah, like a Siberian husky.
Really?
So you'll get two different eyes. And I've got this multiple times
is
in my
life.
Is
the right one darker than the left one?
I can't tell you which one it is.
Do this. Really open them up. No, like squeeze them with your eyes.
I'm not going to do
that.
Come
on. Do it.
Jesus. No.
He's blocking.
I will do this. One, it's not cancer because someone freaked me out 2 years about it because there is something to be said about an eye of when you get a flash that actually gives you two different colors of your eyes. It can actually could be cancer or some sort of
problem. Oh, that's
problem
an
with your
urban,
eye
what that's an urban legend.
What does it say that
no,
when
no,
he
that's
announced,
true. It's true. It's absolutely
really?
True. Yes.
Right. What does it mean that when he announced he doesn't have cancer, I was the only one who clapped?
And then two, I think
and even you weren't
I
sincere.
Think it's because I have astigmatism that I have this weird two-colored eyes. Like these multicolor eyeballs with my serial killer alcoholic outlook doesn't mean my liver is dying.
Do you know what
it's been happening yet. Since I was a child.
Do you know what astigmatism is?
Yes.
What is it?
Lazy eye.
Not really.
No?
No.
Oh, wait. So
you're feeling all right?
I'm feeling great. Thank you.
Well, that's good.
You sure?
Kind of. After the first email I got about my eyes, I went to an obstetrician. I can't even say it, damn it!
Obstetrician.
And the good news is, Mike,
no, an
ophthalmologist.
An ophthalmologist.
Eye doctor.
I'm Dr. Machine.
Where the hell's my show from today? I can't find my show.
Is it not on your guard? On
no,
your
it's not.
Guard?
And they
there.
Took
the
forceps
the
and they right. went into
I'll
my
remember.
Eyeballs.
So anyway.
Figured out that I was okay.
So physically, you're okay.
I'm okay.
All right. And Rob, you feeling all right?
I feel great. All I did was drink tea. I got home and stared at the ceiling because
RJ, you're doing fine?
I'm feeling wonderful.
You feel okay?
Yes.
He might have been the sleepiest of us all.
Really?
Did you see the photos of him?
Oh, we'll get to him. Yeah. We'll
what
to
a
that.
Great turnout,
Buzz,
though.
Yes. You're feeling all right?
Never better, Mike.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I'm hearing some rumors about Buzz Burbank.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
What yeah. sort of rumors?
Oh, really?
You want me to go there later? You want to prepare a defense? Or I can take it any way you want, because that was pantomime. Nobody knows.
Yeah, no, that's
not really.
That's fine. Let's move on.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You scumbag.
Oh, my God. Let's start the show.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, now, wait a minute, Herb. Why don't we ask her a little more about the robbery? Like, what time was it?
What's that?
What time was it?
Oh, all right. What time is it?
It's like 10 a.m.
It's 10 a.m., Jack. You ought to wear a watch. When I was an anchor, I always wore a watch. Take it away, Jack.
No, Herb, it sounds like the children may have seen the shooting, okay? Why don't we talk to one of them, Herb?
You call me Mr. Welch.
All right. All right, Mr. Welch. Ask who saw the shooting.
I know. I got him. Now, what do you want me to do?
Ask him what he saw.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
What?
Who are you?
I'm his sister.
Stupid. It was a car.
It was a van. You don't remember.
Yeah, I do.
No. Okay. Ow. Hey.
Herb. Quit hitting them with the microphone. Herb, this is ridiculous. Stop it.
Hey, I'm not going to take reporter lessons from some haircut.
Well, maybe you should, because you're a lousy reporter.
This broadcast, by the way, is brought to you by Kale's Brill Cream.
No, it's not.
You son of a bitch.
We apologize to you at home. We'll follow up on that story later. Oh, and some sad news. We've just received word that veteran reporter Herb Welch died 5 seconds ago.
I'm not dead, you bastards. Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Featuring Buzz Burbank, with Rob Spewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries. You can call us if you'd like.
I'd prefer not.
718-506-1625.
Go ahead, try.
It is Monday, August 27, 2012.
First day of school for Loudoun County, Mike.
Oh, bravo. Lovely picture.
It's about time.
Lovely picture on Facebook for your girls, your girl and boy. It was terrific.
My girls, that's right. Robert and Julia.
I'm surprised Jabril wasn't in the picture. But
Jabril found his own way to school today.
Good for him. Yeah. Wow. Our show today is brought to you by the charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. It's Sunday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of you out there. It features special guest coaches from our show.
Yay!
Including one who knows anything about hockey. We're very excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. And they're going to have the Northern Virginia Law Enforcers. Now, is this a random group of law enforcers, or is it all like Fairfax County?
There's folks from Arlington, Fairfax, Reston, all over Northern Virginia.
That would tell you that we might have some guests from the Charity Hockey Classic.
Indeed. Yeah.
We have the Virginia Coaching Cardinals and the Minutemen corporate team of Booz Allen Hamilton. Support your favorite team, player, or coach with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com. And I know you, Rob, you explained the value of when your boy was sick and how important blood donating is to him.
When Robert was diagnosed with leukemia, he had about 3 years and 8 months of treatment, but the very first thing they did is they gave him a blood transfusion. And it made him feel better, and God knows that made us feel better. But I know this, is that his entire stretch of treatment, the one thing we never had to worry about is the fact that there would be blood for him. And that's thanks to the work of these people.
Now, a few things are very exciting about this event. They've moved it to the Kettler Capitals Iceplex, which is just a fabulous place to go out and watch hockey. Thank you for playing the Hartford Whalers theme song.
This is probably the best hockey song I've got, Mike.
Yeah, remember, on the flip side was the World Hockey Association.
Here comes Butters!
It was not the Hartford Whalers. It was the New England Whalers at the time. And on the flip side of that was the World Hockey Association record for fighting.
It was a great fight.
If you could find that, that would be
great. Oh, wouldn't it be fun if I had it at my disposal?
Oh, you have it?
Give me a moment.
Oh, my God. I want to play this for my buddy Steve Winter, who's a big hockey fan like me. Joining us now from the Inova Blood Donor Services Charity Hockey Classic, Steve Winter from Brotman Winter Freed Sacco Vanzetti, whatever the name of it is. No, it's still, what's the order? It used to be Brotman Winter Freed. Now it's Winter Freed Brotman, correct?
Well, I still got to give Charlie his props. It's still Charlie Brotman.
You know, for those of you, I always have to stop and paint a picture for those of you around the country. There is a gentleman who has been really closely associated with D.C. baseball, with bringing D.C. baseball back here, and with the Nationals, and with every sports team, and a PR guy, legendary character in Washington, D.C., a guy by the name of Charlie Brotman, and it's a PR firm that he works with, Steve Winter and Kenny Freed, two guys that I've known for a million years. And Charlie, you said to me, is now 83 years old. Is that true?
83 years old, and he still comes into the office three or four times a week.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's great.
And I don't know what he does when he comes in the office, but he comes into the office.
Now you work on the history with me here, because Charlie's done a lot of different things in D.C. over the years. Was he a PA guy for a while. Wasn't he the PA guy for the Senators or something? He had some connection with baseball, right?
That's where he started. He was the PA guy for the Senators. Mm-hmm. And actually, when he was doing opening day PR, President Eisenhower heard him, liked him, and invited him to be the PA announcer for the inaugural parade.
Oh, wow.
And he has been the presidential inaugural parade announcer, I like to say since Lincoln, but the truth is, since Eisenhower.
Wow. That is amazing.
I knew there was something like that.
He only attended for Lincoln. He really wasn't the announcer.
that's true.
Okay.
He's also been the PA announcer for the men's professional tennis tournament every summer since 1969. Mm-hmm. And he did it again for his 35th year, maybe 45th year.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool. Say hi to Charlie for me.
Absolutely.
And, I've known him for a very long time. And
tape Rob? Standing by.
All right, tape standing by.
Could you swap headphones with him just for a moment?
Let me play this for Steve Winter, and then we're going to bring Adam Bartholomew in here to talk about the Charity Hockey Classic. I don't know if you've ever gotten the chance to hear this. This was a game. This is how old I am. I was at this game with my father, and they were playing, the New England Whalers were playing a playoff hockey game against the Minnesota Fighting Saints. And RJ, if you can turn everything up so everybody can hear this. This is very cool. What happened was you had two noted goons on both of these teams. One was Nick Fatiu, who later played in the NHL, and a pretty well-known guy in the NHL. And then you had Jack Carlson, who was actually in the movie as Jack Hansen, as one of the Hansen brothers in the movie Slapshot. So fighting was not frowned upon back in those hockey days.
You know, contraire.
It was really, absolutely right. It was to the contrary. It was, I don't want to say it was encouraged, but you had bench-clearing brawls that you don't see anymore. It doesn't happen in the league. And this, what are you doing? What the? What the? God.
He's turning on the speaker so everyone can hear.
He's standing by.
It's ready now.
So now when do you leave?
Obviously not soon enough.
No, all right. So anyway, so they had this huge brawl, and it ended up...
It was called on the 45 RPM record, The Brawl in the Mall.
The Brawl in the Mall. Mm-hmm. It was the Hartford Civic Center.
They hit a record
out of
it.
I'm there with my dad, and we watched what I could not believe. And the thing that made it special is that the New England... And this is just for hockey people, and we're going to talk about hockey now, so what the hell. So indulge me, if you will. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. The play-by-play guy for the New England Whalers was a guy by the name of Bob Neumeier.
Yeah.
And Bob Neumeier is now, I think he calls the Kentucky Derby for NBC. I think he is.
Yeah.
He's one of the horse racing guys. That's what he does now. But he was a phenomenal play-by-play hockey announcer with a very high register voice.
Yeah, and excitable.
He worked with a guy named Bill Rasmussen, and I don't know if anybody remembers that name, but that guy was instrumental in founding a little fledgling television network in Bristol, Connecticut, which is now called ESPN.
And also,
so
this
that's the backstory.
And this is historic because this is the last time in history that Mike O'Mara was this close to a fight that he was not involved in. So let us now go to the brawl.
This is it. This starts with a little skirmish, and then they go. This is a hockey fight called on the radio from the 1970s.
Jack Ferreira and I talked about Bill Butters, a conspicuous absentee in period number one. But the first shift, he's out there drawing a minor penalty, Larry, throwing some punches at Larry Plough.
Larry Plough went after him, too, and that gives you some idea if you're a regular follower of the Whalers.
Well, now Brackenberry and Selwood want to go, and here they go. Brackenberry and Selwood. Brackenberry gets two right hands. Selwood wrestling him now. 15 feet inside the line. Here's Butters sneaks a shot on Plough. Bill Butters
from behind. That's
Plough.
All. Here comes the bench. Gentlemanly, sneaky, just
all right, that name, that name you hear, Hank Slavin, a very, if you talk about the Washington Capitals alumni, I know he still lives in the area. I think he does. You might see Alan Hangslaven at the Charity Classic. You might see him. Alan Hangslaven was on the New England Whalers at the time.
And now Gambucci and Hurley, who are wrestling at center, come up, and now it's Smith and Garrett fighting. Wild scene here at the Civic Center as players in sticks and gloves all over the ice. The irony of the situation is Selwood and Brackenberry, who started it all, are now kind of just hugging each other at center ice, dancing around. But you're right, Bill, the despicable act by Bill Butters, sucker-punching Larry Plough. And now, here we go, we still got Smith and Garrett involved, with Busnick and Ricky Lee, and Landon's out there with McCartan, and here we go again. It's
Smith and Garrett.
Lisa Garrett. But Garrett hasn't taken off his mask.
Al Smith was like a 70-year-old goalie that was bald and fat, and he was skating all over the ice because he was the angriest.
Holding two Saints, one on each
Al hand. Smith.
Oh, pass, and just Colcock, Nick.
And Nick comes right back at him. Here they go. Patino and Carlson. Look at them slugging each other.
And down here in the far right hand, Brackenberry and Selwood still having some comments, still taking some swings. It looks like Saturday night at Roseland in New York. Everybody's paired off. All the good guys in white and the other ones are in blue. And the linesmen, now Frenchie and Hampson are going at it. Selwood and Brackenberry. Bob, you watch the left-hand boards. I'll watch the right, and we'll just kind of override each other. How about that?
Well, now Butters and Swain are going at it in front. Smith now flailing away at Garrett. Right hands by Al Smith on John Garrett. Carlson and Fatio are separated. Nick's face is bloody. We've got a wild scene here in Hartford. And the irony of it all, look
so it goes on and on like that. And it ends up with the fat goalie takes a swing at the goon for the Minnesota Fighting Saints. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
And wow. It was available on a 45 RPM record.
They made a record out
I
of it.
I had
the
record.
That's clever
people
merchandising.
Bought in stores.
I had the record. So the bottom line is we're talking about the Charity Hockey Classic, and there's just going to be brawling all over the ice.
Really?
Just the coaches.
Just the coaches.
If you like that kind of activity, let me just tell you, it's just, no, I kid. Yeah. It's not going to be like that at all. It's all for a good cause. So Charity Hockey Classic comes your way September. September 9th, it's going to be at Kettler and starts at 10 a.m., is that right?
10 a.m., yep. The game will start at 10 a.m. We'll have a few festivities in the few minutes leading up to it.
And now, the way I got it on the website, it's going to be kind of a frantic pace where you're going to get all these teams that play each other in mini games, right? They're going to be little mini games?
It's actually, look at it as like a jamboree-type tournament. It's going to be four teams. Each team will play a 15-minute mini game against the other team. If the game is tied, it's going to go right to a shootout.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So we're basically going to have three blocks of two sets of 15-minute games back-to-back.
At any time, will all four teams play at the same time?
Well, you know, we talked about that. The problem is that Kettler Capital's Iceplex doesn't have enough goals to put on the net on the ice. So
that's all fine. I feel the ones that I'll be coaching, we won't really need a goal. It's just we're not going to be excelling.
Now, Adam Bartholomew, you are the chairman of this, and you know, do you have a – they give you a ring for that or what? How does that work? Or,
you know? This is actually my pet project, bringing it to the Noble Blood Donor Service. In 2009, I worked over at Fair Oaks Hospital, and I played hockey for 15 years, actually with a couple of people here in the room that play hockey with me. And I said, the hockey community, I know if we get them together, we'll put this event together. And since then, we've generated over $140,000 for Noble Blood Donor Service.
That's awesome. Nice.
Thank you, Adam.
Phenomenal.
That is so cool.
The one fact that jumps out at me, Adam, is that it is 90% of the blood in our area is provided by Inova Blood Donor Services. That's staggering, and that also means you guys have a pretty steady need for both not only people to donate blood, but also cash infusions to keep you guys going, right? How what is the state of blood donorship?
Infusion. That's very clever.
Thank you very much,
Rob. You're talking.
What is the state of blood doning and blood donating? I keep saying doning or donating, but what is the state of it right now?
Right now, we're actually okay because we just came off a massive blood drive with the Washington Nationals this past Saturday, and 750 people showed up to donate blood.
That's awesome.
And the team does well. Wonderful. So does blood donation.
That's awesome.
And still needed though.
But people need people need money as well for this.
We are a not-for-profit hospital system. So the entire Inova Health system is not-for-profit, which means when things break down or we need to get new instruments or new tests, we're responsible for raising that money and making sure that the hospitals can continue to run.
Well, I didn't know there were so many similarities between Inova and this program. We're both not-for-profit.
That's right.
And we do a lot of bleeding.
We do. Every orifice.
So we're talking about Kettler. We're talking about Kettler's Iceplex. Great time for families to come out. If you just, you know, you got a kid that's into hockey and you want to bring him out there, this is a cool thing to do, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely family oriented. We have face painters, balloon artists, giveaways, prizes.
That's not just for kids. Rob loves to have his face painted as well.
I do, yeah. With face paint my forget it.
Happy Monday, drinking.
Actually,
Rob was the only one not drinking on Friday night.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's the sad part.
So we got the face painting, and you do have a couple of caps from the current roster might be there as well, right? You got Jeff Schultz coming out, right?
We're working on them right now with the current CBA, with NHL possibly being on strike. We're working on trying to make sure everybody's available
what is
at the right time.
Steve, let me ask you. You know anything about that strike situation with the NHL? Do you have you heard anything? I mean, I saw something over the weekend that it looks dire. It looks like this is another one of those leagues that's going to be in trouble. Is that true?
Well, it looks that way, but if the NHL learned anything over the years, it's not to let that get in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see what happened to them during the lockout.
Right.
What I will say is that the league came out of it beautifully, and I think they learned their lesson from that. You know, I don't have any real insight, but I got to think they're going to settle this.
They can't afford a strike, really, right?
Bingo.
I mean, they're just starting to get some real momentum nationally.
And for the Caps here locally, you know, a very, very tough season last year. Now with Adam Oates, the new coach, I mean, I think everybody in this market in particular is really ready to see some hockey come back and do that. So we got the coaches in this room. Mm-hmm. I played hockey in high school, played a little bit with the Washington Capitals alumni when I was in my 30s, about 40 years ago. And unfortunately, you know, I got to tell you something. I know the game, and I just, is there any insight that, Adam, you could give to our other coaches here? What are you looking for from us? And I hope it's the bare minimum.
Yeah, please.
No, just having you guys out there brings a lot of awareness to this event, and there, I think as we've mentioned before, there's a lot of great cross promotions. Rob, thank you again for coming out to our donor dinner and speaking to our donors. That was massive to have people truly understand that one unit of blood is 1 hour of somebody's time, and when you think that a car accident can generate a person needing 30 units of blood, that's 30 hours from 30 people, and it can go in an hour's time.
What I couldn't believe that night is the amount of people that show up and they get awarded. They have like signs and buttons and badges. People that have donated 100 gallons of blood in their life. And it's just like, it's amazing what these people can do. So it makes you feel kind of insignificant.
Can I just add one thing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I know that people are skeptical about my coaching abilities.
Especially with your multicolored eyes.
Well, my eyes and the tone of my skin. But I will say...
Yeah, you do not have a Bolivian hockey team.
No, we don't.
Not yet.
Well, it's just because, again, much like I know Bolivia, they need money to really move forward.
Well, they need ice.
But more importantly...
They do need ice.
Subject at hand. I actually am bringing an assistant coach who's going to be my proxy as well, that knows hockey. So whoever's on my squad,
who are you bringing?
I'm actually bringing a hockey player. Now, no one famous, but he knows enough about hockey to help me out because I really want to win this tournament.
Do you think for 1 second that you're really going to have to really coach?
Do you think the players are going to listen to Eddie? Yeah. Either
no,
of them?
No. I am the type of coach, much like Phil Jackson.
Do you realize these are 15-minute mini games?
Well, I'm just saying, just in case they need some sort of direction, I will have the right direction to give them.
Yeah, they're going
to
give you directions.
S-O-T-W.
What does that mean?
Stay out of the way.
Oh,
right. That's it.
I like your use of the word out of.
Actually, there could be a really good opportunity for you, Oscar.
What's that?
Just open and close the door.
Oh.
That's it. Just let them out.
That's like, really what our job is.
That was
going to
be my ace in the hole. Like, I got a real guy that knows about real hockey, that played real hockey in Division I hockey.
Save the trouble.
Yeah, that might help.
I'm just excited to see the Caps alumni. So hopefully see some of the real gray beards that I might have skated with before, because these guys, there's busting balls and then there's busting balls.
They're literally pretty good at it, aren't they?
All I know is that I was so excited back in my day when I played with these guys that I brought a video camera back in the day, one of the old clunky ones.
Actually, it was a motion picture camera, wasn't it? Because it predated video.
Yes. This is, and now after the shooting of John Dillinger, Mike O'Mara behind the bench of the Caps alumni.
Speed!
Let's see what happens right now. So I give it to a guy that played in the NHL, who's a local guy. He might even be at the game this Sunday, called Gary Risling. And Gary Risling gets hold of this video camera and started videotaping me, and then started doing play-by-play of me. And he goes, "There's," and he's, and Gary Risling sounds, when he gets going like that, he sounds like Craig Laughlin does.
Okay.
So this Gary Risling impression is actually a guy that sounds like, and he goes, "And there's Mike O'Mara. There's Mike O'Mara going behind the behind the net, gathering speed." I wasn't really fast.
I know that.
I wasn't as fat as I am now, but I was fat.
You're going to relive a lot of feelings you haven't had in some time. What are the chances once you get there and you get in the excitement of the game that you strap on some skates?
Not a chance.
Oh, come on. Just a little
chance.
Bit.
Not a chance. I blew my knee out in November at a hockey game.
All right, what if we got you?
Remember when I got in that fight outside of Clyde's?
Oh, I thought it was more of a disagreement.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Did you need blood?
I didn't need blood, thank God.
No blood was shed.
They could have kicked me when I blew out the knee, but I got up in the knee. I can do a sound impression of my knee when I fell backwards.
Oh, really?
And my knee went, yeah.
Oh, that's not a sound a knee should make.
Then I got up again and the knee went, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That was weird. It was very strange. But no, I will not be strapping on the skates.
Do you think do you have at least mentally some of the wicked moves that you remember that you can pass on to your team?
No, not if they're going to win.
Yeah.
Not if they're going to win.
I really think they're going to ask me to leave the arena.
You're counting on it.
But it's going to be a great time regardless.
Yep. Yes. So that's the Charity Hockey Classic benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. Don't forget, that is September 9th. That's a Sunday afternoon. Okay. Listen, for those of you that like to go to the late services, blow off church that day.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. 10 to 1.
Right.
And I know this is a man of larger carriage. That's a big food time.
Yes.
Kettler going to have, we going to have food there? We going to have any kind of food? I always get scared when I ask a question that I don't know the answer to.
Don't worry, Mike.
Don't even know if our guests know the answer
to
that.
We can edit this out.
Yeah. Do they have food there, Steve?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got all sorts of sponsors that are helping us out.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
That's cool.
It's just like men's hockey. After you play, what do? You eat, you drink.
There you go. That's right. Absolutely.
Perfect.
I'm going to combine both things. I'm going to get my face painted with ketchup.
This is really, most importantly, this is something that you do to really help out. And you hear somebody gets into an accident, they need that much blood, please help Inova Blood Donor Services by coming out and joining us. If you can't make it and you're around the country and you're listening to us right now and you want to help out, you can do it online by going to charityhockeyclassic.com. Throw a few bucks their way. You'll help people in the Northern Virginia area because they need blood, because people around here drive like complete
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
it's
that.
True.
No greater cause. And thank you guys for what you do, because as a first-hand recipient, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us,
guys. Adam Bartholomew, Steve Winter. Thank you. Give him a round of applause.
Thanks, guys.
Perfect.
All right. Very good. All right. Get the hell out of here. No, they don't have to leave. All right. Thank you. Oh, and Chris Yoko. Want to thank him, too. Should I mention Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. Chris, don't let him talk.
Yeah. He's very, very over the top.
Bye, 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 bye.
We'll take
bye,
a break.
Bye,
we'll come back with more fun and more thrills.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law.
Hello. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's nice to be back with you. Our second segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com.
Nice.
Don't skip your favorite sporting events or concerts because tickets are too expensive and copies too long. ScoreBig.com makes live events affordable.
Pick your favorite points.
40% of live event tickets go unsold each year. I didn't know this until I met with the people at ScoreBig,
right,
and they told me this. This blew me away that there are actually 40% of live event tickets that go unsold each year. Thousands of tickets are given away to make it look like a sellout, and that includes NFL games. I'll have some thoughts on that in a moment here.
Excellent.
Oh,
I just came back from a preseason NFL game. Yeah. ScoreBig works directly with the box office and other ticket providers to sell these tickets, so you can save at least 35% on your first purchase, but only if you go through ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio button and enter the code TMOS. We've gotten tremendous endorsements from our listeners that have gone to Giants games out in San Francisco, that have gone to Nationals games during the season. Now,
concerts.
Listen, when a team's making their run, for a playoff, and it's coming down to the wire, it's going to be a tougher pull. But when you're talking about the average game that everybody wants to go see, when they say they include NFL games, be very aware of the kind of discounts you can get. You get great seats to sporting events and concerts from the front row to the rafters. And really, seriously, remember ScoreBig, ScoreBig.com. The Spindlers of Mars, Pennsylvania say $50 on 5-star seats to a Dave Matthews concert by using TMOS.
Based on the name Spindler, doesn't that sound like they'd like to save money?
The Spindlers.
We're the Spindlers.
The Spindthrifts.
I don't want to see it with
save
full price.
$50 on that. Where did Mark Ronick venture off to?
He quit. No,
did you find my little yellow sheet? All right, well, I'm going to do it on memory today. I want to talk on today's show about the fact that, I revisited after 15 years FedEx Field.
Oh, how was it?
Just like I remembered it.
Yeah.
Just like
who
I remembered
told
it.
You? Who
the
told
best,
you?
Simply the best sporting experience. I'm sorry.
No,
I have
fine.
To be honest.
Yes, you do.
Simply the best sporting experience you will ever have in the world. Got to talk about Friday night. We had an amazing turnout at Quench and want to thank everybody
Wonderful.
That came out to say hello and more fun and more thrills. Let's start out with this FedEx experience.
Yeah, you know what's so great about the Redskins, Mike? Never have I been more joyful to be fired from a job than when they said, no, you don't have to come to every home game anymore.
You know what? Let's start with the positive. Quench was fantastic.
It was. It really
Friday
was.
Night, it Rockville.
Was. It was delightful.
Yeah.
I will just say I have heard about one person. It's not anybody associated with the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that one person was a little difficult, and it's gotten back to me. Does anybody
really?
Have any idea?
Oh, no.
No.
One person might have shown their ass a little bit on Friday night.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Is it someone under the Moore umbrella?
Yes.
Oh.
Is he very tall?
No.
Starts with a Z.
Now, why do you bring it up?
Ones?
Why do you bring that up?
I just know that there was one guy, and I'm not going to say any names. But
that might host a show with somebody in this
listen,
room.
Listen, now you're saying way too much. All I know is that he was observing the speed of the service. He or she was.
Yes.
And when he finally got a chance to order, he ordered 3 drinks at once. And that really set the table for a guy who was ready to have a good time.
Okay, you were. I did not.
And
hang
he was. He
we're
was,
talking about Todd Moore.
He was yes. a close talking, yelling, slurring guy by
let's,
the time I got. But I still love him.
Let's
very
go.
Tall.
Let's go to the source and a guy that runs with him more than
That's
anybody
right,
else.
The guy who's sleeping with him.
That he's Todd Moore.
I slept at his place. Not
Todd
with him.
Moore is okay. your pal. He is your buddy.
Yes.
I guess all I heard was that he was having a very good time. And he might have been a little testy, too.
No, Todd, anybody that's ever dealt with a programmer before, someone that's super smart.
Yes.
There's some people that are so smart, at times they lack social skills.
I deal with that when I talk to Mike.
Common sense.
Well.
No, and I will tell you that in the past, I have run into the same conundrum with my friend Todd. He's a great guy.
I really want to take your time on this because I want to understand it.
I'm sure that the gentleman in this room... from Brotman, Winterfried, have or even Booz Allen, have met people like this where they are so brilliant, they just are kind of terse and rough at times.
They don't. And, they lack the patience for the people that are average intellect,
like
a disc jockey.
And usually Todd has a great way of understanding that not everyone can program a game in an hour. Not everyone can be at the top of iTunes and change their lives and leave their jobs and become multimillionaire.
And not to play either side. We've seen this in the past. Both Oscar and I have pitched Todd on ideas that we thought were great.
Mm-hmm.
And to simplify the conversation, he just says, shut up. That doesn't work. You're dumb. Goodbye.
Right.
And right. You really, so and you really go in feeling like $1 million and you leave feeling like slime. And he just can't help
it. That being let me send something out his way.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And this is the words of Canon Grace.
Yes.
The 6'7", 6'9"
Gentle giant
intern.
Yes.
Who once said to pitching legend Mike Mussina,
yes,
as Mike Mussina was walking in from the bullpen.
Yes.
Hey, Mike Mussina, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
It is.
So this
he was mean to some people.
Ain't no amount of tic-tac-toe glow going to fix that.
For those of you not in the know, that he really, really is a kind guy. He's a nice...
I've never been with Todd Moore where I didn't have a good time. I like the guy a lot.
I pride myself on the people I surround myself with, and he really is a good person.
Uh-huh.
There are times where Todd forgets that he is being a little rude. And I would say...
Abrupt
or gruff or just rough in general.
Yes.
Spitting when he talks.
So he is the bull in the china shop.
Uh-huh.
And I caught him at this, and I've done this. This is the second time in my life I've ever
been on it. Was there, because I know you, I think, were going easy on Friday night. So you were aware of this behavior.
Yes, but I've only seen this side to Todd twice in my life.
Okay.
And I went to him for the first time was, I want to say, 2 years ago. This is the second time where my girlfriend had a friend out, and he told her to her face that you're being obnoxious.
Oh, not
to
good.
To this young lady.
Not good.
That was
not
just
good
trying
at all.
To have a conversation with him.
Right.
And then I took Todd in the bathroom, like any friend would, and I
said... Oh, yeah, baby.
Like
not
do.
Just any friend.
The way you always
I
do.
Said, take off your shirt. No. I said, look, man, I love you. You're doing this thing where you're kind of being too rude. Just let's all be nice.
For you.
We're all
is
friends.
Is he in
good
that Steve Wozniak?
No.
Brain moving too fast way. Does he just
Steve
miss that?
Steve Jobs brain moving too fast.
Okay,
way.
All right. So he just doesn't he that particular that particular part of his brain
that neuron
that possesses the interpersonal skills of being kind to people when he's drinking.
He's got it.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
You know
sir.
Him better than anyone.
Yeah,
so
he
let me
loses
ask you
at a time.
That's when he drinks, and he was helping recycle a lot of liquid that night.
Yeah.
Do his brain parts slow down in different rates? So, like, what might encourage him to be kind might slow way down, whereas the ability to be really smart doesn't slow down.
No,
and are they at odds?
His super ego shuts down, and all he has is his id.
Okay.
That's it.
Super ego.
So that's all
funny.
That comes out.
That's the only
the
person I heard about, outside of myself. I mean, and your buddy's fine?
He's fine. And you know what? We have a theory about John. I had a buddy who, and he just passed out. And
well,
Mike,
let me tell the story.
Okay, you were horrible.
I was outside when it happened.
You came to me, and you were... white as a sheet.
Wow. I was very concerned.
You were.
All right. There's a friend of Rob's who Rob hangs around, this guy.
My buddy John.
Well, the John is Rob's buddy simply because he's got the turbo piece of ass Jessica for his girlfriend.
I think it's very nice that we all get along.
And what Rob's trying to do, and we found this out on Friday night, is Rob and Carrie are going to be doing...
polyamory.
Polyamory with
yes.
them.
Yes, or if you want, just keep it. We're going to swap.
They're going to be a sex pod.
Yes.
They're going to be
we're going to grab each other by the wrists.
The foursome will be living in the same house.
Doing
together.
It
that's
wrong
right. And really, it's more of a hut.
It's
Mike.
A sex pod of polyamory.
It is. It's going to be very, very nice.
And Jessica is a fitness instructor.
She's a Pilates.
Yeah. Would you
a Pilates instructor.
Would you mind fitting this?
And she's just got a very, she's got just the goods. She's beautiful.
I hadn't
beautiful
noticed,
body,
but now perfect. That you bring it up.
Yeah, F you. So
she's lovely. I think the word is lovely.
Her boyfriend is John.
Yes.
And John is really a nice guy.
Great guy.
And but what I didn't know is we were standing outside on the balcony at Quench.
Yes.
And we were all sitting down. John was standing up, and they've got a little tent that's set up over a little bunch of lawn furniture.
Right.
And John suddenly leans back and falls, and we assumed that he fell because the little tent was kind of flimsy. That was and
thought he was leaning on it,
and he went down, and we all start doing what guys do. It's like, well, first up, you have a nice day. Yeah. I love the fall, So it's like he went down, and he got right back up, and we're busting his balls. And he's standing up, looking at me, and I was probably giving him more crap than anybody.
Right.
And he's like, yeah.
And then when he goes again.
And then immediately that effect.
Cash should not be next to Crash. No. But anyway, I do that. That's my main mistake on the show. And he hit his head on the glass table.
Nice.
Oh, I did not know that happened.
I mean, it was like dink.
We were able to analyze it after the fact, and what we think it is, and I think you will enjoy this. He has fainted in the past before.
It's not good.
But normally it was in high school when he was forced to be in front of a crowd or like address a huge audience. We think, he did not 100% agree with me, but my theory is he was very excited to be around you.
Oh, no way.
I absolutely believe it, Mike.
To pass out twice?
He is, well, you are pretty, great. But also, no.
My ass.
No, he has, a phrase he has used is, you know, when he was talking to you, he says, well, God, I grew up with Mike. It's very surreal to talk to him.
Okay, see,
and I do think that there was a little bit of that going
but
on.
But we have been together socially before. I've been
with this
guy before.
That's true.
He went down and, man,
but it's so easy
in
a situation to say that's an alcohol. But it's, I know it's not because it doesn't happen that sudden with alcohol.
I see where he's coming from because the phrase I would use is blackout.
Yeah. It was like, bam.
You like drink enough that you just blackout.
And we were sitting there talking
to
the guy.
But he came right back.
He didn't come back all that quick. He looked a little gray.
Yeah.
He looked a little gray. And when he went down, you know, we're sitting there going, hey, okay, watch out. Watch out, have three more. And then, he falls down again. And this time when he hit the chin on the glass table, it looked nasty. Looked like it took him a while to get back to it.
Was the table okay?
The table was fine.
Did Todd come out and yell at him?
A Mike O'Mara show appearance.
Todd yelled at him.
Somebody will pass out.
You dick.
Insults and injuries.
No, I ran in. I said, Todd, somebody just passed out. He said, these wings
aren't crispy enough.
I checked in with John on Saturday. He's fine. He's 100% fine.
Did he ever get looked at by a doc?
No, he didn't feel the need.
Okay, let me explain. Yeah, of course he's fine. But you're not a medical doctor.
Listen,
I'm still worried.
My fault?
Because
you're guilty by association.
Because now I know why these are your buddies. Because it's like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to put Carrie into this pod because Carrie wasn't there. But the fact everybody was so passive.
I'll call
and
yell at him today.
If you went down like this guy went down, you didn't see it. It happened in front of me.
Right. That's true.
I think. Your lady might have gotten you in a car and taken you to the ER.
No, because you see, here's where that's flawed. That would mean Carrie would be at the event,
and
which is related to she knows what I do for a living.
I'm worried,
neither of which is true.
I just think when you pass out, you ought to get checked out.
All right, well, we'll
worked at Bartholomew. You worked at a hospital. Well, his last name's Bartholomew.
I know, but it's nice that you're calling him by his last name.
Adam. Yes. Let me ask you this. If a guy passes out twice, don't you think maybe it might be a good idea to drive him to have a look?
Instant protocol. They hit their head. They're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
Thank you. But Rob, you know, first of all, Jessica.
No,
Jessica,
I refuse to take this.
Hold on.
Me.
Jessica comes out and is like, he's okay. Yeah. He's okay. And then Rob's like, he'll be all right. Everything's fine.
And by the way,
she batted
her eyes.
Don't leave.
And did the downward dog. And he was like,
if you'd gotten him to the hospital, what if you had done it? You drove them.
Yeah.
You would have taken him into the ER. That would have been plenty of
then
quiet
you could have
time with her.
Comfort the widow.
How about this, though?
Plan B.
The widow.
If something.
Comfort the widow.
Figure of speech.
If something, God forbid, happens.
Right.
I'll be right there.
Yeah. So anyway, I just.
Well, I'll talk to him today.
Okay. Yeah, it's just because there is concern
if he can
there.
Figure out how to answer his phone. Hello?
What a great turnout, though.
Yes, it was.
Rockville, Maryland. All those people came out for a great happy hour and people we've never met before, which was nice.
Yeah,
it was
very nice.
Mike, and help me with the statistics here. Was this the first time that the Mike O'Mara Show as an entity has crossed the river and done something in Montgomery County? I think it is, even counting the WJFK stuff.
You know, it's very rare that we do go over there.
I think we need to go back because that was a great
agreed.
And
totally
Mike
agreed.
Holstein and also I believe her name was Diana.
Yes, Diana Ash. Diana.
Lovely host.
They could
really
not have been
time.
More happy about the event. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Michael couldn't stay for the whole time because he had to meet with the TV bigwigs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing the TV thing.
Hey. Michael was making sure the insurance was paid up after
all right.
John fell.
Before we get out of here, FedEx Field. Let me just say the FedEx thing that I went to the game. Redskins preseason game. Great tailgating, getting in the stadium. It's
beautiful
just,
weather.
There is an anger there.
Yeah, there
oh,
is.
Sure, rightly so.
There is an anger between, and I am going to send this out to Mr. Snyder. I don't give a rat's ass how low level the position is of whether it be vendor, whether it be any. I think people at that stadium need to be nicer, even though the fans get a little torqued up,
employees.
And get
yeah.
the employees mm-hmm. need to be a little nicer to the people going into FedEx because it can be a little testy and nasty.
Devil's advocate mm-hmm. here.
Yes.
Don't you think some of it stems from the fact that the average fan is a little torqued off, too?
Well, I mean,
how
the
much
fact
did you have
is,
to pay for parking?
I paid for my parking pass.
And how much?
I paid. I got it online. I got it online, and it was $100 for my parking
pass. I think that's fair, isn't it? $100 to park an automobile?
I don't understand their attitude.
You could have cabbed it cheaper.
I'm sure Mr. Snyder pays them a generous salary, I don't understand why they'd be unhappy.
Well, I don't care what your salary. You got a job.
I know.
And you might as well be nicer out there. And I just thought when we got in there, it was nice. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Fine.
Did you see any good drunken altercations before kickoff? You know, it's one of the leading drunken stadiums in the NFL.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Oh my God, something fell.
Oh my God. Is John here?
The bottom line is, if you're going to enjoy a game at FedEx Field, home of the Washington Redskins, what you do, you get there 11 hours before the game.
Right.
Right.
Check.
You got to.
Wait for them to open up the gates like 4 hours, 3 hours before the game.
Check.
And go in there and have a good time. But I had a good time with our friends Ben and Suzanne.
Nice fella.
Had a lovely, great. He was a professional tailgater, man. He brought his pickup truck. They had a gas grill. Mm-hmm. They made sliders. They had our flavors of beer. These were the hostesses.
Nice.
The host and hostess were the mostest. They could not have been nicer.
Wonderful. Can I ask you a question?
But he said, I love the tailgating. I love the pregame experience. The game, you know, unless it's something really on the line, and I hope it is this year, mm-hmm. for the Redskins, not so much.
Question about the game experience,
yes.
not the pregame experience.
Right.
Is Mark Kessler still doing the overhead announcing?
I don't think so. And, was that him?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And their guy, their
that's who you replaced at one point, right?
The pregame, not so much him. I'm just curious about one thing in particular. The guy who warms the crowd up before the game.
If you
how
have
was
that,
he?
I'm going
hey, we're
to die.
77, Mike.
All right, hold on.
You know it by number, do you?
Absolutely.
You guys have to hear this if you can figure
awesome.
Out a way.
RJ, you know what? It's really great that you haven't gone down
I didn't,
to Tampa
I'm not purging
yet.
That one up.
Yeah. Rob was at one point, and I'm glad we have guests here. Rob at one point
yeah, me
was
too, Mike.
A PA announcer yes. for the Washington Redskins. I can't imagine why he doesn't do it anymore.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Hey,
at defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Can I say something in my defense?
That is a voice blowing a tire like I've
briefly,
never heard it before.
That was a Monday night game. It was a Dallas game, and I was
defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
I was literally trying to hear myself above it, and so Mike. I will cop to it. I'd like to play a song for myself.
Okay.
If that's all right. All right. As you now play my greatest screw-up in Redskins announcing history,
oh,
here's
boy.
James Taylor
oh,
from
no.
Speewag.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
So there you go. Yeah, I blew
that's
it.
For you.
I blew it, but that's not why they fired me.
RJ, yes, what do you
for contrast, play 79.
79.
Okay, very good.
Interesting.
What's on 79?
Well, it's more Rob.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
Okay, now so that was when we had to introduce the players. They said, Rob, we're really scared that the other team is going to get some sort of enthusiastic
response.
What
they told you was they wanted you couldn't be enthusiastic in any way
for the
about the
team.
Opposing team.
Right.
So you would say, here is number 75, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. And
right.
then when Curtis Enos comes out from the Bears, you're supposed to say it, but you took it so to heart. This is the way he said.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
But you know what?
Boo!
I did get plaudits from the staff on that.
Plaudits.
They liked that. They gave me a
that's
kudos.
That's why maybe the fact that you used the word plaudits.
He's plaudits.
Never
maybe
even.
That's why it's not a football fit.
No, you know what it was? It was an anti-JFK thing that got me fired. They were always delighted with me. I got an apology and a firing. Never got that.
At defensive tackle number 95.
Great moments in sports.
All right, so that's it. FedEx Field, fine.
Glad you cheated death, Mike.
We've gotten our preview of hockey. You know, incidentally, you know the charity hockey classic. I would call it Hockey Night in Alexandria, even though it's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And
hockey
it's in
night,
Arlington.
Yes,
oh, it's a full day. It'll
yeah,
be
it's
great.
In Arlington. Right. Hockey Night in Arlington.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Let me see. Newsroom, real quick, just right. before. A few like brief thoughts that I wanted
haven't
to get
haven't seen last night yet.
It's crap. Really?
They've ruined the great show. You're hating.
They've ruined the great show.
It is amazing.
It's got amazing content, and then they try to muck it up with a completely unbelievable romance.
I disagree about the romance.
Teary-eyed. A+.
C-.
A+.
Thank you very much.
True Blood, though. That was great.
Do me a favor, everybody. Say a prayer for good old New Orleans today.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a city.
Seventh anniversary.
Really one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world, and I just hope they don't get S'd on by this little.
Let's see if the new levies hold.
Yeah, you know, I've heard so many conflicting theories. Mm-hmm. They're going to be, you know, if it is a direct hit, at least supposed to be, what, a Category 1, maybe Category 2?
Two by the time it hits.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I do know this. Mark goes to church with the levies, and he says they're very good.
Oh, really?
That's not church.
Drove my Chevy to levy. my hometown team over the weekend blows it up. The Boston Red Sox.
There you go. Yeah.
They did something what all the fans in Boston love to do. You want to talk about haters? Boston Red Sox fans are haters.
Oh, they're the pros. They
and
wrote
guys
the book.
That were even slightly underperforming, they blew the team up. They blew the team up.
I heard you scream at least twice at Quench. Yes. And not because of someone had fallen, but because of the things coming over on the news report.
$270 million worth of payroll. Carl Crawford, Josh Beckett, and also Onda Gonzalez.
Nine players total. Yes.
Adrian Gonzalez.
And
they blew them
him,
all out of there.
Traded him or something.
It was great. And that's it. I got it. That's it.
Did you
one little question about the Today Show.
Yeah.
Who decided to put Al Roker in Key West?
Good gig.
When you've got the storm coming through, you know, you can look at a map and know it's not going to be in Key West, you know, and Al was sent down there, and meanwhile they put poor Lester Holt in New Orleans,
and
I'm not sure why they had that happen.
I don't know. I thought it was a lucky break for Al because it's very nice. Get some. Did you happen to watch the other news program?
Jesus, we're running late.
The other news program.
Hate it when we have guests in studio.
Did you watch CBS This Morning yesterday?
No, I didn't.
They did a piece on Chainsaw Guy in Hancock, Maine.
Oh, that's right. The up in Hancock,
and
Maine.
And we kept driving by it, and I said, Chainsaw. And you said, don't go to that.
He's been there for 10, 15 years, and I've been driving by there. Now that he got on the TV, I'll go see him next year.
It was so great that they went to one of his shows that was attended by one guy.
If we do the Maine show next year, I'd love to do with you guys again if your show, and I think that's the kind of show that maybe would justify doing it.
Agreed.
Maybe we can all go to the Chainsaw show.
Please, or maybe have him out to the house.
With the DAT recorder. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our third segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Nice.
Presenting the annual 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Poker Run and Pig Roast. Proceeds go to fallen firefighters and police officers and their families. And the best three hands win prizes. It's this Sunday, September 2nd. Registration's at 9 a.m. The ride starts at 10 at Jimmy's with a stop at the Marine Corps Museum at Quantico for a group photo. If you don't ride, you can still help the cause at Jimmy's Rally in the Alley, starting at noon, featuring live music, a DJ, and an all-you-can-eat pig roast with all the fixins. Your $25 donation also gets you a full breakfast buffet before the ride and the pig roast that starts at noon. To find out more, call Jimmy at 703-435-5467 or email jimmy@jimmystavern.com. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern of Herndon, Virginia. Just click on our website. Thank you, Steve. Take care. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, August 27, 2012.
Mike, you did something that was so awesome for my kids on Friday. It was the last day that they had off because school starts today.
Yes.
And I had Robert, Jabril, and Julia here. And you really did a show for them after the program.
Yes.
And can I play a clip of it?
I don't even remember it.
Oh, you got on your microphone machine and you were entertaining the kids?
All right, sure.
And, you know, ever since...
I didn't know we were recording.
I record everything.
Uh-oh.
Ever since my kids were old enough to understand what goes on in the radio, they've loved Charlie.
Okay.
And Charlie entertained some questions, although you won't find it sounding like Charlie because you were talking through the digital processor.
Yes.
But here's Mike with my three kids.
I just want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the weight. These Christmas don't eat.
Do you remember the words to the witch doctor?
Boo, ee, oo, wah ah ting tang wah bing bing. Ooh ee ooh ah ting tang wah bing bing. Ooh ee ooh ah ting tang wah bing bing.
And this speaks to something we've always said: if you really want us to go all out, find a kid that laughs.
Yes.
And this is really Mike just really going all out. He's got an audience of three.
Ooh ee ooh ah ting tang wah bing bing.
Robert, what is the haircut you call that?
Oh, RJ.
Yeah, there we go.
What is the haircut you call?
It's the John Cena cut.
Do the Charlie voice.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Duh. Duh.
Do you guys have any questions for Charlie? Charlie's great at questions.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's my favorite color?
Green.
No.
Charlie.
Red.
Charlie.
No. Pink.
No.
Blue.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Black.
No.
What the hell is it? Orange.
It's rainbow.
Rainbow? Uh-oh. Watch out, Dad. I might get a Showtime show.
What's my favorite color, Charlie?
Your favorite color is... blue.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I got it right.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, thank you.
Fun with those
for
kids.
Entertaining my kids. That
end
was
of the school.
Cool
end
me.
Of the summer. Onto the school year.
Yeah, they went in today. All is well. And Julia got her locker second try. So
very
I was
good.
Very,
excellent.
Very proud of her. Sad for fans of outer space as we lost Neil Armstrong this weekend.
Yeah.
Mike.
You know what? I sat there and I watched. My favorite news show, the CBS Morning News.
That's a great one.
I love it with Charles Osgood. I hate it when they bring that pimp into sub
Lee form. Cowan.
God, he sucks.
Strong-jawed Lee Cowan.
With his voice like that.
He's trying to be like Osgood Light.
He's trying to be like Charlie Osgood.
While you're doing voices, NBC News tweeted at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon that astronaut Neil Young had died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's true.
That's wow. One small step for man. One. Giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for doing
it. Although that's how it would have sounded, it did actually sound like this.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of course, it predates Oscar and myself, but I have to ask everyone in the room, where were you when man walked on the moon?
The estate that you guys visited, that was in Maine, the great state of Maine. That,
now,
I
did you have a
happened,
TV up there?
I would assume that happened. Does anybody know when the moon landing? I
mean, August 11th of 69? Is that right,
it was
RJ?
July.
July?
Yeah.
July. That's why we were up in Maine. So wow. I watched it. We had gathered a... We knew it was coming up, and my family brought a black and white television.
Oh, you brought a portable with you.
Brought a portable television, which we normally didn't bring TV with us up to Maine. And we all gathered around it. We had foil. We had coat hangers. We had
trying to stretch
we
to get that signal.
We were trying to get
so
this
great.
Crappy signal.
It is
in.
So awesome that you brought a TV because we learned recently that the internet, you know, is very slow up there. You
it's
wouldn't have been able
slow.
To stream it.
No,
where were you, Buzz?
I watched from a television station control room. I had a pretty good view.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Master control at a TV station.
You were a pretty young guy then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was.
I was in Hagerstown, Maryland, watched on a black and white TV.
Really?
And it was awesome. It just, I mean, that was one of the things. I always looked up at the sky in the middle of the day looking for the moon. Just when it was happening, because I couldn't believe it.
You know, my father always
RJ
said to me,
RJ is the biggest space fan of all.
Oh, yeah, he's a huge space fan. You know, you talk about the heroes, and I always said, my father always said, if you want to see a hero, you're going to see a guy that doesn't talk about it.
That's right.
And Neil Armstrong was the classic example.
Yeah, he was that guy.
He flew everything that was, you know, nobody would in their right mind would get into the cockpit of these things.
And the amazing,
he was a true American
the
hero.
The amazing thing about Neil Armstrong, you really realize that when you watch the pieces that cover his life,
yep.
There's precious little interview
yeah.
footage
he
of
didn't
him.
Do
They're
it.
Having right. to go to Buzz Aldrin and other astronauts because yep. he just didn't talk about himself. One interview that he did do was with the BBC, and I think 1970 this comes from, and it is he's addressing a topic that no one else really can. He said, what did it look like when you got on the moon and looked back at Earth? And I just said, wow, that's really cool.
The sky is a deep black when viewed from the moon, as it is when viewed from cislunar space, the space between the Earth and the moon. The Earth is the only visible object other than the sun that can be seen, although there have been some reports of seeing planets. I myself did not see planets from the surface, but I suspect they might be visible. The Earth is quite beautiful from space and from the moon. It looks quite small and quite remote, but it's very blue and covered with white lace and of the clouds. And the continents are clearly seen, although they have very little color from that distance.
Right after that, when they had the moon landing, I think, Buzz, that was when Maybe it was Life Magazine first put. You had to wait.
Yeah.
You had to wait for the pictures to come through. We didn't have the TV images that would be instantaneous. And you saw, I remember the first time you saw a picture of Earth from the moon.
From that vantage point.
And it was truly mind-boggling. It really was.
Humbling.
You guys have given me grief in the past that I just have never really been into the space program. But to hear that first-person perspective of seeing a view for the first time.
Well, you got to remember, this is a guy that when the lunar module was coming down, it was computer programmed.
Right.
It was supposed to land in a certain area. Mm-hmm. And that area was filled with boulders, giant boulders that were going to result in a crash.
Sure.
And he had to take manual override. Control this thing with seconds to spare, and actually was able to bring the thing down. And they were just, and then after he took manual control, they were terribly concerned because the thing didn't have a lot of fuel left.
Right, they were seconds away from running out of fuel.
Was this massive amount of fuel required to slow down the lunar module. And he did that successfully. And it was really a high five moment.
Oftentimes I say this with some sarcasm, but with the most sincerity, I have to say safe home.
Yep.
Because that really, to me, represents one of the last really great high moments for our country. Yeah. I mean, it really is a great moment.
My favorite picture, by the way, is the picture of that footprint, the footprint tread.
So
very cool.
Lunar soil.
Yeah, very
amazing.
Cool.
And a favorite saying is, Tranquility Base here, the eagle has landed.
Yeah, that's what he said before he walked on the moon. Yeah, that's when he brought the thing down.
And sad death, something a little more pertinent to my generation, although not nearly as important, Jerry Nelson, who was the voice of the Count and a lot of other Muppets on Sesame Street and the Muppet Show. Yeah, he died at age 78. He was one of the founding Muppeteers with Jim Henson.
The Count.
Now, the Count is great because he taught a lot of us to count. Sesame Street's only about a year older than me, so it was always there. And I'll not play this whole thing, but this is one of my favorite things anyone's ever done with Sesame Street audio.
Because I really love to
give it a moment.
Sometimes I sit and all day. But sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever until I drop.
But Jerry Nelson not only did the voice of the Count, he also did Dr. Julius Strangepork from Pigs in Space. He did Robin, who is Kermit's nephew, Camilla the Chicken, Sergeant Floyd Pepper. He was really a keystone in the Muppets. And
very
so,
cool.
That's sad.
That's a funny piece of audio right there.
A new record was set, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this. Guinness has recognized a new guy with the lowest singing voice on the planet.
Really?
His name is Tim.
Is he Russian?
No, he sounds English. We'll hear his voice in a second. His name is Tim Storms. He sings 8 octaves below low G.
Okay.
Now, G is the lowest G on the piano. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine the difference between the highest note on a piano and the lowest note on the piano, he's that much lower. Humans cannot hear him sing this, but elephants can.
Elephants? Yeah, I've heard that they communicate like they can hear each other like over 25 miles or something like that because they... I think they communicate around 4 hertz, some frequencies around there. Yeah,
wow.
I can kind of hear them in my head as far as the sound my vocal cords are making. But as far as the frequencies, it's something more or less that I feel.
Not him really showing off here because this is not nearly his lowest. Of course, it would be stupid for me to play his lowest register because
we couldn't hear it.
But here he is, Tim Storm, showing off a little bit of how low he can go. And what's amazing
about
it? So
does it fade out because not because the volume is going down, but because he's just
stop
getting
hearing
lower.
It. Yeah, the previous record holder, and I don't know if he's the guy who he usurped, but I know at one time the record was held by a guy named J.D. Sumner, who was Elvis's bass singer.
Right.
And this is a good excuse to play this. I want you to hear
that. Might be why we're spending this much time with
I thought you would like a low voice, but I want you to hear this.
I've heard this one. I like this.
This is a human voice in concert. Also, one tank of air.
And
pretty amazing.
Came back up. Yeah.
Wow. How about that, E?
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Elvis loved drugs, high voices, and low voices.
All right, we got to wrap it up, Rob.
Okay, I'll close with two short pieces. Who doesn't love this TV theme, Mike?
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
But what's better about this, let us close with what if DMX. Are you familiar with rap singers?
Oh, yes.
Hip-hop music?
It's my favorite
the
music.
DMX.
Don't you think it would be great if DMX worked and did the theme to Reading Rainbow?
Oh, absolutely.
I think it would, too.
It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look in a book.
My
Reading Rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anywhere.
Suck my...
Friends to know.
My...
Ways to grow. Reading Rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit. What?
Take a look.
What?
In a book.
My...
Reading Rainbow.
This is the f*** I be talking about.
Reading
and that, Mike, is your Magic Audio Ball.
Awesome. Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Every morning.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical man. You study him hard and hoping to pass.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Let's not waste any time. Get him in here. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Clara's Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases because KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years of service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. Lot going on. Despite the talk from politicians about abortion, rape, Social Security, and tax cuts for the rich, the economy is still the number one issue with voters, with the election just 10 weeks away. 72% of voters in a Washington Post ABC News poll have the candidates in a virtual tie, but 72% of us say Obama's handling of the economy will be a major factor in how we vote. There are gut factors, too. Although Romney has a healthy lead over Obama on the economy, more of us think Obama has a better understanding of the needs of the middle class. 60% of us think Romney will focus on helping the rich. 60% think Obama will focus more on helping the middle class. And nearly half of us are concerned about Romney's Medicare plans and his party's stand on women's rights issues. It is, though, anybody's race going into the Republican convention, now set to start tomorrow instead of today because of soon-to-be Hurricane Isaac.
At this point, do you really think anyone is undecided, or do you think they're just playing their cards close to the vest?
I think there are a tremendous amount of people that are not necessarily undecided about what they would do if they went into a voting booth, but they're undecided as to whether they get in the car and drive to the school to go vote. I really think that's going to be the deciding factor as to who wins this election.
And then there are certain people like Ryan Lochte who is going to leave the voting booth, still undecided.
Yeah, because he does that.
Really
I don't
sure
know
what
it is.
What he did
is completely irrational. I must have maybe bumped into somebody like this when I was either painting houses or working in a hardware store, because
that was after we were fired from CBS.
Ann Romney, there's something about her that just, and it's totally irrational because she's telegenic. She's very articulate, appears to be very intelligent. There is something that reminds me of every super rich lady I have ever run into.
If you like Ann Romney,
right,
go onto the YouTube and find Jessica Walter from the show Arrested Development.
Really?
Yeah, and tell me if that's not Ann Romney, because it is.
You know, they showed them walking in, and he's doing what he does. He's kind of got a Reagan quality to him, you know, where he's kind of just like, ooh, you know, and he just walks along, and you see him like that.
I think he wears more cologne than
but
Reagan.
But she's got this, you know, I just picture her where she'd be the one that, you know, if somebody was going to get fired, you know, she'd walk up to the manager of the restaurant and go, you know, we spend so much money here, but we're normally treated quite nicely, but that young lady was just
just a little rude.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get anyone in trouble. That's right. That's exactly how I
and
picture
then she
her.
She might come home and say, "You did such a nice job, but the mulch was a better color last year." Yeah.
We could replace all of the mulch, or we could.
What I would like is if you think that would be best, if you could take all the mulch out and replace it with better mulch.
That's
Ann Romney.
I swear to God, I get that vibe from her. It's totally irrational.
People in three states are being evacuated as the tropical storm gains strength and aims for the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle. Alabama has also declared a state of emergency. Hundreds of flights have been canceled at South Florida airports as the storm brushes by Fort Myers, headed for the mouth of the Mississippi River, where it should arrive by tomorrow.
You know, for somebody that has a place down there, and I know RJ's going to live down there in Tampa, and that's just how it works.
That's,
you know,
you'll the way of
sit
life.
There and you will look at that you know, that huge storm, and then when it finally becomes go time, you can be 30 miles south of a location and be completely okay.
Right.
It's a weird world.
Do you think, though, that it is better now being able to know about the storm and worry about the storm 10 days out than the old days?
I'm sure.
Okay. 1,000%.
Of course it is. Preparation. Organizers of the GOP convention in Tampa are mindful of the pending tragedy and will adjust their tone and schedule accordingly. Speakers have already been cut from the agenda, but the keynote speakers will still appear, with the convention expected to wrap up on schedule on Thursday.
All right, here it is. There's been controversy about the rebuilding of New Orleans and how much money's been spent on these levees and these super pumps that they're talking about, the biggest pumps in the world. And a lot of people have said that the Army Corps of Engineers screwed the pooch on this,
again,
that there's been misinformation, that they don't know. There's been controversy about this.
This could be Obama's Katrina.
If you watch some of the documentaries on New Orleans, you see a lot of people saying, we're not sure this is really going to work. Well, if even when you get a Cat 1 that you know, goes ashore and is a direct hit in the vicinity of New Orleans, or even goes to the west and brings the rainwater in on the eastern side of the storm, there is a chance you're going to have the big test to see how things work. And I'm praying. I love that city. I truly do.
So do I.
Those
I
people don't
there.
Need any more crap. And the people that have gone back to reestablish themselves down there, I love those people down there. I hope they survive it.
I saw that the biggest pump was at the corner of Bourbon Street and Rue Lafayette. Her name was Dallas.
Know her. The storm has shut down nearly 20% of the offshore drilling sites for oil in the Gulf, which supplies about 20% of our oil, which means gas prices already
on
the rise.
Make them higher.
We'll go up more.
Quick.
Gas prices might also rise as the government is asked to cut back on ethanol production. Ethanol is a corn-based alcohol used for augmenting gasoline, but the drought has killed half the corn crop in the U.S. this year, leaving a shortage of corn for food. Corn is also used as livestock feed, of course, to produce meat instead of in addition to the obvious.
They also use it for Chris Christie.
And shifting more corn to food than fuel will drive up fuel prices.
Oh, Governor.
Apple's win in court on Friday over Samsung could mean more lawsuits against other smartphone makers, pushing all of them toward the Windows platform of phone technology, according to some experts.
I hope that doesn't make Todd rude.
It's just one night.
Bob Schieffer of CBS News. I like him. He likes to say that if the Capitol Dome were on fire, lawmakers wouldn't be able to agree on whether to call the fire department.
Right.
He's right. Mm-hmm. The Capitol Dome is leaking thanks to 1,300 cracks in the roof. A Senate committee has voted to fix it, but the House refuses to vote on it.
I blame the earthquake 1 year ago this very week.
You might be right.
Could be. Yeah. It didn't help. We now know that the 9 people wounded in a shootout with a gunman at the Empire State Building on Friday were wounded by policemen who had never fired their guns in the line of duty before.
Oh, you are kidding me.
All 9 of the wounded are expected to survive.
That's scary.
The gunman, who had just killed his former boss, was also shot by police to death.
Now listen.
17 young people, men and women, were beheaded in Afghanistan yesterday for a mixed gender party of music and dancing. Taliban doesn't like that. Why are we still in Afghanistan?
Wow.
And finally, sex news. It was Go Topless Day in cities across the country yesterday. There were a few. I expect a bigger round of applause than that.
Again, am I the only one that likes breasts and hates cancer?
Where was this? Where?
Well, all over the country. I'll give you some locations.
Thank God it wasn't in Manassas.
A few dozen topless. You can be thankful.
You know what? That would be like a Katrina mess.
Yeah, that'd be nasty.
They need to get the pumps out, Mike.
Hey, it's Go Topless Day in Manassas.
Corn.
The levees aren't holding.
There were a few dozen topless women in Asheville, North Carolina. Dozens turned out in New York City. A few went topless on Venice Beach in Los Angeles.
Not in Manassas.
And,
and there was
see you at Polo Loco.
A small topless parade in Phoenix as well. A couple in Australia have become the first to be charged with violating that country's Environmental Protection Act by being too noisy in their bedroom. Neighbors complain, so the police fine them for noise pollution violations, so to speak.
Wow.
And thank you, Florida. Thank you to the Florida man who's been charged with dialing 911 seven times in a day to ask female deputies to come to his house to do him. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Must have been urgent.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic. Want to thank Adam Bartholomew. Thank you very much for coming by, Adam.
Thank
also
you, Adam.
Steve Winter and Chris, thanks for bringing everybody by here. We appreciate it.
Pipe down, Chris.
Chris Yoko. Anything you want to plug, Chris? Anything at all? Hold
here
on.
Here we go. I'm still trying to raise enough money to be on my team for the Charity Hockey Classic. So if you go to that players page, and you already helped out the team here, help me out.
All right, help Chris Yoko out. Go for
all
it, everybody.
All about Chris.
The Charity the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. We are going to be there, all of us, Sunday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. If you love hockey and you want to do something good for people, you join us out there. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be coaching, and you can support your favorite team, player, or coach with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com. Even around the country, you want to help us out on this, help Inova Blood Donor Services. Please do that. Go to charityhockeyclassic.com. Your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail, charityhockeyclassic.com. We'll see you 10 a.m. bright and early on September 9th. Thank you all. We'll see you next time for the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.